B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin. We're going to start the new Perek, B'meh Isho Yoitza. Says the Mishnah, B'meh Isho Yoitza u'B'meh Eino Yoitza. We learnt in the previous Perek, an entire Perek discussing with what is an animal allowed to go out on Shabbos. Now we're discussing with what is a woman allowed to go out. Now, of course, a woman is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. That goes without saying. Anything that's called a burden, that's called a masui, is carrying. You're not allowed to take it from one domain to the next, from one rishus to the other. You're not allowed to carry it for amos in rishus or abim. But here we're talking about ornaments that are similar to clothing and things that are not considered a burden. And anything that's considered an ornament in any form or fashion is mutar min hatayra to carry it. However, in some cases, when the ornaments are particularly choshuv, we're afraid that a woman is going to take it off and show it to her friends, and she's holding it in her hand, she may be walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, she may be going from one Rosh Hashanah to the other, and therefore there are some ornaments that the Chachomim said, don't wear them at all on Shabbos, in order to avoid Chas V'Shalom carrying them if you would take them off. There's another case which the Gemara is going to discuss, and that is those type of ornaments that wearing them is a chatzitza. They wouldn't allow water to penetrate between them and the body of the Isha. So in the event that the Isha has a mitzvah to go to mikveh and to toivel, if she was Tomei and she wants to become Tohir, and since she cannot go to the mikveh with a chatzitza, with anything that does not allow the water to flow freely between her body and anything that may be covering it, the water has to cover the entire area of her body. And those ornaments that are so firmly attached to her that they are considered a chatzitza, and therefore before going to the mikveh she has to take it off, we're afraid she's going to take it off too early, leave it off too long, and end up carrying in Irushus Arabim, or from Irushus Hayochid to Irushus Arabim, or vice versa. And those ornaments too, the Chachomim said, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos. That's just a very basic hakdoma. Let's start the Perek. Says the Mishnah, B'meh Isha Yoitza u'B'meh Eino Yoitza. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yseitze Isha, a woman may not go out into Rishus HaRabim, Lo Yb'chutei Tzemer, not with woolen strands, V'lo Yb'chutei Pishton, and not with linen strands, V'lo Yb'rutzuois Sheboroisha, nor with straps that are going round her head, V'lo Yt'tvoil Behem, and she cannot toivel with those on. As we said, they are a chatzitza, they are very tightly attached to her, ad she'tirpam, until she loosens them, and we'll see in the Gemara that that's actually the reason that you're not allowed to wear them at all on Shabbos, because you may carry them. V'loi b'toytefes, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, she shouldn't go out with a toytefes, v'loi b'sarvitin, and nor with the sarvitin, bizman she'einon tfurim, when they are not attached. V'loi b'kovul, which is a type of hat, but not everybody agrees with that. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. L'Rishus HaRabim. She's not allowed to go out to the Kovul into Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi says that all the things here in the Mishnah, also not only to go out with them in Rishus HaRabim, which is where our main concern is, but it's also in a Chotzer, because we don't want a woman to be used to wearing them at all, and therefore she should not wear these things at all on Shabbos. However, Rashi quotes the Gemara on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis that the Chachomim wanted to keep some ornament that a woman can wear in order to find favor in her husband's eyes, and therefore this kovul she's allowed to wear in the chotzer, in the home, but not in the Rosh HaRabim for the reason we mentioned. V'loi b'ir shel zov, which was also an ornament, she's not allowed to wear that on Shabbos. V'loi b'ktola, which is a type of choker. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. V'loi b'nezomim, nor with a nose ring. V'loi b'tabas, she'ein olea choysam, a ring that does not have a signet on it. A ring that does have a signet on it is not an ornament at all. It's a burden. It's also min hatayra to carry it. We're going to see that in a Mishnah later on. But even a ring that does not have a signet, and it is an ornament, she should not go out with it on Shabbos. She should not wear it at all on Shabbos, because, like we said, she may show it to her friends. V'loi b'machat, in no time, she's not allowed to go out with a needle, she'einon nukuva, that does not have an eye pierced in it. V'im yoitzas, but if she goes out with any of these things, Eino chayeves chatos, since they are ornaments, then it's not called a burden. So she's not carrying, biblically speaking, she's not transgressed the issa of carrying on Shabbos. However, it's osa and the chachomim do not allow it for the reasons we explained. Says the Gemara, Tvila mandu charshamei. The Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah, talking about the types of strands and straps a woman's not allowed to wear, it says that if she wants to go to mikveh, she has to loosen them first. Who's talking about mikveh? Who's talking about chatzitza? That's not the discussion of this Mishnah. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi bar Avua, ma tam ko Omer. The Mishnah is actually giving us the reason why you're not allowed to wear those strands and straps on Shabbos. Why is a woman not allowed to go out with the strands of wool or the strands of linen? Because the Chachomim said, in the weekdays, she's not allowed to go into the mikveh with them until she loosens them. Since during the week, or even during the week, she's not allowed to toivel unless she loosens them, but Shabbos leitzeitzei, she's not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Dilma misrami lo tvila, maybe it will happen that she has a tvila shel mitzvah, which has the mitzvah to go to the mikveh. V'shari luhu, she will loosen them. V'osi lo sinhu daladamas b'shus harabim, and she will end up carrying these strands in Roshos Harabim for Amos, and that's seriously osa. Continues the Gemara, boye minei Rav Kahana mirav. Tichi chalilta, a type of chain that's made with linked threads. Mai, what's the halacha? Are we afraid that if it's too tight, it's going to be a chatzitza, and therefore she would have to take it off for the mikveh, and therefore she's not allowed to wear them on Shabbos? Or they do not a chatzitza, and therefore she would be allowed to wear them on Shabbos? Omar lei, Rav responded to Rav Kahana, Orig ka'omrus. These tichi chalilta, these chains, they are orig, they are woven. Kol shehu orig loy gozru. Anything that's woven, the Chachomim did not say it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. The reason is because anything woven allows the water to penetrate through it, and therefore is not a chatzitza, and therefore one is allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. It's menami, Omar of Huna Breder of Yeshua, kol shehu orug, Orig loy gozru, the Chachomim would not gozer an issa to go out with anything that's woven. And this seems to be very clear. Anything woven, no exceptions, is mutter to go out on Shabbos. V'ikud Omra, others suggest, Omar of Huna Breda of Yeshua, they said in his name slightly differently. Chazina la'achvosi, I saw my sisters, deloy kopton alayhu. They didn't insist on removing these chains before going to the mikveh. And since they didn't, and the truth is they weren't really talking about mikveh, they were talking about even when they bathed themselves. Whenever they bathed themselves, they were not insisting on removing these chains, which means that they took it for granted that the water was penetrating them. And since the water's penetrating them, they didn't need to take it off in the mikveh either. If they didn't need to take it off in the mikveh, you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos outside. Asks the Gemara, Mai ikka bein hachlishna u bein hachlishna. What's the difference as to whether you say kol shehu orig loy gozur, anything that's woven, the Chachomim said, is not a chatzitza, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos, and saying that loy kopton alayu, that they, since they didn't insist on taking it off, therefore it's not a chatzitza. They both seem to be saying the same thing. Says the Gemara, ikka beinayu de tenifon. What happens if these chains are dirty or soiled? So lehach lishna de omar kol shehu orig loy gozru. The opinion that said, or the version that said, that as long as it's woven, the water can penetrate it, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Even if it's soiled, it's not a chatzitza, and therefore you can wear them on Shabbos. Haninami orug. Since these chains are orug, you can go out with them on Shabbos. Ulahachlishna, but according to the version, the Omris Mishum Kpeda, that says that the reason that you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos is because they are not makbid to take it off before they bathe themselves, before they toivel. Kiven de tenifon, mikbad kopda alayu. Since they are soiled, they do not want to go into the shower, the bath, the mikveh with these chains that are soiled, because the soil, when it's dry, it is not going to affect anyone very much. But if they get wet, then everything else is going to get soiled. And therefore, they are makbid. Even though it's not chaitzitz, but they will still take it off because it bothers them. And according to this version, you would not be allowed to go out with the soiled chains on Shabbos because they're makbid. They would take them off if they have to go to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hosom, we learned in a Mishnah in Mikvois. Ve'elu chaitetzin ba'odom. The following are a chatzitza. Wearing the following ornaments pose a chatzitza. They stop allowing the water to flow and cover the entire area of the body of a person. Chutei tzemer, the strands of wool, v'chutei pishton, strands of flax, of linen, v'haratzuois sheberoshei habonois, and the straps that are put on the heads of the young girls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shel tzemer, those strands of wool, v'shel sar, and those made of hair. The Tanakhama didn't mention hair. Rabbi Yehuda is introducing that. We're going to see soon. We're going to discuss that soon. But Rabbi Yehuda says that these strands of hair or of wool, in chaitzitzin mipnei shamayim boin bem, they allow the water to penetrate through them and round them, and therefore they are not a chatzitza. Not like the Tanakhama, who say that the chutim of tzemer, the strands of wool, are chaitzitz. Omar Ravuna. Ravuna is now explaining. When the Tanakhama said, Beroshe habonois, on the heads, those that are used to putting it onto the heads of the girls, the Mishnah only said, Haratzuois sheberoshe habonois, is talking about the straps that were put on the heads of the young girls. But when it speaks about the strands, the chute tzemer, the chute pishton, it didn't make explicit mention of the heads of the girls. So comes Rav Huna and says, the kulon baroshe habonois shaninu. And on the heads of the girls, it's a chatzitza, not only the straps, but also the strands of wool and linen. Maske flor of Yosef. Rav Yosef is now asking a question on Rav Huna. Lima'utei, you made a point to say that these strands mentioned in the Tanakhama, those of wool and linen, when they are put on the heads of the girls, they are chaitzitz. It seems that you're coming to exclude something. There's a type of a strand which is not a chatzitza. Ilei melimutei de tzavar, are you assuming, or are you coming to exclude, that strands that are put around the neck are not a chatzitza? Says the Gemara Udamai. Let's see which strands we're talking about. Ilei melimutei de tzemer, are you suggesting that the strands of wool, that when they're put in the hair of these little girls, they are chaitzitz, but when they're put around their necks, they are not chaitzitz? Says the Gemara, that can't be. Hashta rach al gabe kosher. If the soft wool on a relatively hard hair, more solid, dense hair, chaitzitz, it is already a chatzitza. Rach al gabe rach, when this soft tzemer is tightly attached to skin, which is soft, miboya, anything that is soft is more of a chatzitza than something that's hard. And if the hard hair is already getting, is the water cannot get to the hair because of the wool on it, of course it won't be able to get to the skin round the neck if the woolen strands are on it. Ve'elo, so what are you going to suggest? Limute dechute pishton. We're talking about the linen strands. That those strands, when they're in the hair of the girls, they are a chatzitza, but when they are on the, round their necks, are not a chatzitza. We're asking the same question again. Hair is more solid than the skin. So anything that will make a chatzitza on hair will, all, by default, and even more so, make a chatzitza on skin. Hashta kosha al gabe kosha. If relatively hard, relative to wool, the linen is hard, the pishton is hard, al gabe kosha on hair, which is also relatively solid, chaitzitz, and nonetheless it's a chatzitza and the water cannot get between them, kosher al gabe rach, when the pishton, which is hard, is round the soft skin of the neck, miboya, of course it's going to be a chatzitza. So all those strands mentioned in the Mishnah, that they are a chatzitza on the hair of these girls, they're also going to be a chatzitza when they are round their necks. If so, what was Rav Huna coming to exclude by saying that it's baroshe habonois? El Omer, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, I'll explain to you what this means. Hainu tamad Rav Huna, what Rav Huna means is, lefi she'ein isha chineches es atzma. It's not that this type of material, that type of material. It's the very fact that it's round the neck, then these girls would not strangle themselves. And therefore, when they tie these strands round the necks, they're always doing it loosely. And therefore, irrespective of whether it's woolen strands or linen strands, they're not going to be a chatzitza, and therefore one would be allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. And that's what Rav Huna said, that all these mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Tanakhama, chutei temer, chutei pishtan, and ritzuis, it's all baroshei habonis, only when it's tied to the hair, where it's very tightly tied. However, on their necks, where it's not tightly tied, it's not a chatzitza. Continues the Gemara, Eisve Abaya. Abaya is now going to ask a question from a braisa. Habonois yoitzois bechutin sheba ozneim. The girls are allowed to go out with the threads that they would put into the piercings of their ear, and in order that the piercing, the hole in their ears, should not get blocked up, they would put some threads through them, and the girls are allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. These are not called a burden. They're an ornament. They're not fancy. It's just part, so to speak, part of their clothing. It's not fancy enough that they might take it out and show it to their friends. And with the earrings, it's a sugya later on, where it's generally more difficult to take it out. And therefore, even though the Mishnah mentions nose rings, earrings are okay generally. But either way, the girls are allowed to go out with these threads in their ears. Avaloi b'chavokin shebetzaforeim. But these bands that are around their necks, they're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Vi omrus, if you're right, what you, Rav Yosef, just said, that ein isha chinekes atzmo, that a woman, when she puts something around her neck, she doesn't do it, she doesn't strangle herself, it's not so firmly tied round, chavokin shebet zavorein, amayloi, why can they not go out with these chavokin around their necks? Omar Ravina, so Ravina explained, hocha b'ktola oskinon. We're talking here about the straps that would hold a very choshev, a prestigious type of bib that they would wear over their chests in order not to become dirty when they're eating. And the string that was holding it was typically very wide, and therefore putting it, making it very tight would not really strangle them. But however, it would make them feel like they have a little bit more meat to them. And that's something that some women would do. The isha chineka says atzma, with the strands, with the strings holding this bib, she would tie it very, very strong. The nichalosh atira kabalas basar, she wants people to think that she's got some substance to her, and you know, some meat to her, and therefore she would tie these chavokin shebetzavarein very tight, and therefore they would be a chatzitza, and therefore one is not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. We saw on Omid Aleph from a mission in Mikvois, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shel Tzemer v'shel Tzar ein chaytetzin, the strands of wool and hair are not a chatzitza mepnei shamayim boyin bohem, because the water can penetrate through them and round them. Omer of Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'chutei sar. Halacha is like Rav Yehuda regarding strands of hair, that they are not chaytzitz. Omer le. So he said to him, I don't understand. There was ever an argument about the strands of hair? The Tanakhama didn't even mention the strands of hair. If you say Halacha, Omer le Abaya, Halacha, Michlal de Pligi. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, if you say that the halacha is like him, it would seem that the Tanakhama are arguing. Where are the Tanakhama arguing? Says the Gemara, v'chi teima, are you going to suggest? Ilav d'shomei mitanakhama. Had Rav Yehuda not heard from the Tanakhama that they are choytzitz, da'ayri b'chutei sar, that even the strands of hair are choytzitz, iunam miloy havamayri, he wouldn't have said anything about the hair. And the very fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that the strands of hair are not chaitzitz, we take it for granted that the Tanakhama said that they are chaitzitz. In which case, it makes sense. You should say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no. You don't have proof from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda spoke about it, that the Tanakhama argue. Maybe Vidilma kashem ka'omar lu. Rabbi Yehuda was saying a kashem. What does it mean, kashem? Just as. In the same way as you chachomim agreed to me, bechutei sar, that strands of hair are not chaitzitz, oiduli nami, Rabbi Yehuda was saying to the chachomim, you should agree with me as well, bechutei tzemer. Why do you say that the strands of wool are a chatzitza? You should agree with me that they are not a chatzitza. And if that's how we read the Mishnah, then again, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that the strands of hair are not a chatzitza. If so, why did Rav Yosef say halacha k'Rav Yehuda? The halacha is like Rav Yehuda. There's no argument. Itmar Omer of Nachman Amar Shmuel. So Rav Nachman is saying in the name of Shmuel, not like Rav Yehuda said, not like Rav Yosef said in the name of Shmuel, just Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel a bit differently. Moedim Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei Sar. He didn't say that Aloch is like the Chachomim. The Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda by Sar. Sorry. He said that the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda regarding Sar. Tani Nami Achi. We see a brisa to this effect. Chutei Tzemer Choytzitzin. The strands of wool, they are choytzitz. Chutei Sar ain choytzitzin. The strands of hair are not choytzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer shel tzemer v'shel sar ain choytzitzin. Rabbi Yehuda says they're both not choytzitz. So you see explicitly here that according to the Tanakhama, they hold that they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the strands of hair are not choytzitz. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchok, Masnis in Nami Daika. I can even bring you proof to this from a Mishnah, Diktoni, because we're going to see in a Mishnah later on, Yoitzo Isha b'chutei sar. A woman may go out with strands of hair, bein tied to her, bein mishelo, bein mishel chaverto, irrespective of whether they are hers or whether they are somebody else's. Mani, that Mishnah is, which Tana is this following? Ilei mi Rabbi Yehuda, if it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, afilo chutei tzemer nami. Why do you just say in the Mishnah there, yoitza isha b'chutei sar, she can go out with strands of hair, she can go out with strands of wool as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elolav, it must be, rabbononi. It must be that that Mishnah is following the opinion of the rabbonon, that say in our Mishnah that one is not allowed to go out with strands of wool. Ushma mina. And you see from there that b'chutei sar lo pligi, because even though she cannot go out with strands of wool, nonetheless she can go out with strands of hair. So you see that the Chachomim agree, Shma Mino, that's the proof that the Chachomim agree to Rav Yehuda, there's no machlokes, and strands of hair are not choytzetz. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, loy b'toytefes. A woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a toytefes. Ask the Gemara, my toytefes, what is this toytefes? Omer Rabbi Yosef says, chumrusa de katifta. This is a type of a charm that they would wear in order to fend off ayin hara. Omer le'abaya. So Abaya said, I don't understand. If so, v'tehevek kemiya mumcha v'tishtari. It should be like an amulet that's been proven to be effective, and we know that it's mutter to go out with such an amulet on Shabbos. So if this charm is made to fend off yetzer hara and keep a person healthy and safe, why should one not be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Elo Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explained Meshmeid Abaya in the name of Abaya that this toitefes is apuzainu. It's a type of ornament that goes on the forehead of these women. Tanya Namihochi, a brisa to this effect, Yoitzas Isha Besavocha Hamuzheves. A woman is allowed to go out with a savocha, which is a head covering. Every woman goes out with a head covering. She's allowed to go out with a golden, or it's been gold-plated head covering, uba toitefes uba sarvitin, and with this an ornamental plate, or the bangles hakvuin la that are attached to this hat, to this savocha. So you already see from here that the toitefes is something that typically gets attached to a head covering. So if it's talking about an ornamental plate that goes on the forehead, which is this afuzainu, it makes sense that it's attached to the head covering. If it's talking about the charm that Rav Yosef said, a charm would not typically be tied to the head covering. So from the fact that the Braisa speaks about the toitefes being kavua, being attached to the head covering, is a proof to Abaya that toitefes is this ornamental piece going on her forehead. Continues the Braisa of Ezu Toitefes Ezu Sarvitin. What is the Toitefes exactly and what is the Sarvitin? Omer Bavou Toitefes Hamukefes Lo Mi'oizen Lo Oizen. This is not part of the Braisa, this is the Gemara explaining that the Toitefes is an ornamental plate that goes from one ear to the next. Sarvitin, what's a Sarvitin? They are the bangles hanging down from the head covering around her face. Hamagin lo ad lechayel, and they hang down until her cheeks, and those are the bangles, those are the sarvitin. Omer v'huna, anios, the more poorer women, oisin oison shelmine tzivoinin. They would make these sarvitin from colored fabrics. Ashirois, the richer women, oisin oison, shel kesev v'shel zov, from gold and silver. And maybe this is not only going on the bangles, but also on the ornamental piece on their forehead. Continues the Gemara. V'loi b'kovul. We saw in the Mishnah, a woman is not allowed to go out with a kovul. Let's see what this kovul is. Omer Rabbi Yanai, kovul zeh hin yodea ma'u. Rabbi Yanai said, I don't know what this kovul is. I kavla de avda. He had two options. Either it's talking about kavla de avda. An avda is a slave, and slaves typically walked around with an emblem, with some sign making it clear that they are a slave and who they're a slave of. I kavla de avda tnan. If the Mishnah is trying to say that a slave, or in the case of the Mishnah, a maidservant or female, that she's not allowed to go out with an emblem that's saying that she's a slave. Okay, aval kippah shel tzemer. If so, the second translation, what kovel could have meant, which is a woolen type of hat, which is typically worn underneath the svacha, underneath her regular head covering, and it would normally be protruding a little bit, and it was more decorative, it would be like a decorative type of cap she would wear, sticking out under her regular head covering. Shapir domi, then, if the Mishnah that says that she's not allowed to go out with a kovul is referring to the emblem of the Avodim, then this cap, there's no reason she shouldn't be able to go out with it. A slave would typically remove the emblem so people shouldn't know that they are slaves, and that would be also to remove it on Shabbos and carry the emblem. But to remove this cap under the head covering, a woman wouldn't do that. It would reveal her hair. Oy Dilma, or possibly Rabbi Yanai said, Kippah shel tzemer etnan. The Mishnah says that the kovel you're not allowed to go with means this cap made of wool, that even with that she's not allowed to go out of, and seemingly there would be a risk that she would take it out because her main covering would stay on her head, the svacha, and she would just pull out this woolen cap from underneath the svacha, and then she may be carrying it on Shabbos, and therefore it would be asa. The kolshkein kavla de'avda, and then it goes without saying that the emblem of the slaves she's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. That was the question of Rabbi Yanai. Omar Bavo, Rabbi Bavo said, "Mistabra kamanda omar kippah shel tzemer etnan." It's probable that the Mishnah is saying that she's not allowed to go out with the woolen cap, and then kolshkein, an eved, may not go out with the emblem. And it seems that the Brisa says the same. Yetzer isha bekovul, a woman may go out on Shabbos with a kovul and an istama, which we'll soon see what that means, lechotza, but only to a chotza, not to the Rosh Hashanah. Reb Shim ben Elazar argues and says, af bekovul Rosh Hashanah, that she can go out with a kovul even into Rosh Hashanah. Klal Omer B'Shem Ben Elazar. B'Shem Ben Elazar explained, why can you go out with a kovel? Because there's no risk of removing it on Shabbos. Why? Kol she'u lemata min ha'shivcha, anything that's under her head covering, yotzin bo, she can go out with it on Shabbos. There's no risk she's going to remove it on Shabbos. Kol she'u lemailo min ha'shivcha, but any other ornamental pieces she was wearing on top of her head covering, there's a chance she may take them off in the streets to show her friends if they're ornaments, and therefore one's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And therefore, ein yotzin bo. So you see here clearly in the Tanakhama that a woman is not allowed to go out with this kovel, with this cap which is of wool, which is underneath her regular head covering, because we can see clearly that it's talking about a covering which is lemato min ha'shivcha. And that's what the Braisa calls a kovel. So you see that the kovel in this context is the head covering. Now the Gemara continues, my istama. What is this istama? It's a type of scarf. Omer Bavo, bizyuni. It's called bizyuni. My bizyuni. What is this bizyuni, this scarf? Omer Baya, Omarav, kalyo pruchi. It's a type of scarf that is made to hold back the strands of hair, the small strings of hair which are sticking out. Even after a woman has her hair covering, there might be a few hairs sticking out, and a woman's hair has to be covered in its entirety, as we all know. So they would have this scarf that would cover those little hairs that may be sticking out, and that's what it says here, that a woman is allowed to go out with this istama, but only to the chotzer, not to the Rosh Hashanah. And we already mentioned before when we learned the Mishnah that Rashi says that of all the things that are asur for a woman to go out with, the only one that is mutter in the chatzah, in order that she should have some ornament she can wear for her husband, is this kovel. And this kippah, this cap, this kovel, is a form of an ornament, and a woman needs to have something to wear to be pleasing in her husband's eyes, and therefore it's mutter in the chatzah, in the home, not in the Rishus HaRabim. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Gimel Dvarim Nemru Be'istama. Three things are said about this scarf. Ein bo mishum kilayim. We know that kilayim is when you have strands of wool and strands of linen that are tied together. That's kilayim, and it's also to wear them. It's also to have any pleasure from them. Now, this material, this istama, it was made of a felt fabric and was not made of threads that had been spun into thread. It was just a type of fabric. It was not made of threads. And therefore, there's no kilayim. With kilayim, there's a rule. It's only with threads of wool, with threads of linen that are tied together, they make kilayim. Since this is a fabric that's not made of threads that have been spun, therefore, there's no kilayim. Ve'enoy mitame benegoyim, for the same reason, if tzoras would come onto this istama, it would stay tahir, because tzoras is only when there's threads of material. Ve'en yoytzim bo l'rushus harabim, she's not allowed to go into rushus harabim with this istama, like we saw. Mishum Rav Shimon amru, af ein bo mishum itrois kalois. And the Gemara says in Saita that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the kalos were not allowed to go out, the brides were not allowed to go out with crowns, as a zeicha for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and these istamas, these scarves, are not included in that type of ornamental crown which one would not allow to go out with after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Continues the Gemara, Ushmuel Omer, and Shmuel is now arguing with Reb Avo. Reb Avo said that it's probable that the Mishnah that said that v'loy bekovul means the kippah shel tzemer. Shmuel argued, Shmuel Omar, kavlo de avdotnan. The kovul in the Mishnah is referring to the emblem of the slaves, that they are not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, mi Omar Shmuel hocha, does Shmuel hold that a slave is not allowed to go out with his emblem on Shabbos? V'omar Shmuel, we see that Shmuel himself said, yoytzo ha'eved b'choysam shebetzavoroi, a slave is allowed to go out with an emblem hanging round his neck on Shabbos, avaloi b'choysam shebeksusei, but he's not allowed to go out with the emblem that's attached to his cloak. So you see here clearly that Shmuel does allow a slave to go out with an emblem round its neck. Says the Gemara Lo Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hod Ovad Le Rabbe, Hod Ovad Iu Le Nafshei. When Shmuel says that he's allowed to go out, that's when his master made the emblem for him, and the slave is going to be very afraid of his master if he takes it off, if he does anything to hide the fact that he's a slave, or he's his slave. But when Shmuel said that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go out with it, and then we're afraid that he might take it off, that's when Ovid Iul Nafshei, that's when he made the emblem himself, and if he will take it off, his master would not be so annoyed, and therefore there's more of a risk of him doing it on Shabbos, and therefore he's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta lahadu Shmuel, this second quote of Shmuel, that a slave is allowed to go out with an emblem on Shabbos if the emblem is round his neck, you said to Ovad Le Rabbe, the reason you're allowed to go out is because his master made the emblem and the slave is not going to take it off. So if so, b'choysam shebeksusei amayloi, why do you, Shmuel, say in the same sentence that if the emblem is on his cloak, that he's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, dilma mifsak umirtas umikapele umochis leakisfei. We're afraid that maybe the emblem is going to come away, and the servant, the slave, is going to be very afraid and anxious that his master is going to see that he's wearing the cloak without the emblem. So he's going to fold up the cloak, or mikapel lei, he's going to fold up his cloak, umochis leakosvei, and put it over his shoulders. If somebody goes out with a cloak or with a talis that's folded up and he's wearing it as a burden over his shoulders, it's a burden. So this slave, if the emblem is attached to his clothes, he may, if the emblem falls off, he may end up taking his cloak, folding it up so nobody should see that the emblem is not on it, and putting it on his shoulders. Therefore, it's asa. However, if it's hanging round his neck, then there's nothing to hang anywhere, there's nothing to carry anywhere. And therefore, since he's not going to willingly take it off because he's afraid of his master, that's why he can go out with it on Shabbos. V'chihad amalei Shmuel Rav Chinina bar Shila kulhu rabbonon, all the chachomim, it was in the Beis Medrash of the Resh Kelusa, lo ilifku, they were not allowed to go out, besarvali chasimi, with the cloaks that had a certain emblem, that we are nichna, we are followers of the head of the Resh Kelusa, and they had this sign of humbly being subjects of the Resh Kelusa, and since these cloaks had such an emblem on, they were not allowed to go out with this emblem, with this cloak on Shabbos, for the same reason, because they will be afraid to suddenly be seen without the emblem should the emblem fall off, and then they'll come to fold up their cloaks, put it over their shoulders, and that's a serious asa if you do that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Lebar minoch, besides for you, Rav Chinina bar Shila, de leikopti olecho, de bei Resh Kelusa, that the Resh Kelusa, the head of the Golos, will not be angry with you if you're walking around with a cloak that does not have an emblem on. And therefore, even if your emblem would fall off, you would have no reason to remove your cloak. And therefore, you can wear a cloak with the emblem. All the other Chachomim were not allowed to wear their cloaks with the emblem, as we discussed. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.